السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الكتاب الحميد والفرقان المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, respected elders, brothers, and dear friends. Indeed, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from amongst all creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Hazrat Insan to be afdalul makhluqat, the best of creation. And this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the first abode of man in Jannah. Man's journey commences from Jannah, and ultimately Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants every human being to enter Jannah. That is the final abode. So the beginning is Jannah, the end should be Jannah. Hence, whenever we make dua or when we hear news of any calamity, then it is only but correct to recite the words that has been prescribed to me and you from the Holy Quran: Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah do we come, to Allah is our return. Now, in order to gain this particular everlasting world, which is an option between two, there's no third option, paradise and hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down various scriptures, and together with scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down prophets. And what is their duty? وَمَا نُرْسَلْ مُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. Allah did not send these prophets excepting that they came with glad tidings and warnings. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says it, Ya ayyuhan nabiyya, inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiraw wa nadhira. That we have sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a witness, as a means of giving glad tidings and a warning to mankind. But what happens? We live in now in an age or society which the focus of now warnings are so much that we have forgotten the bounties and the favors and the glad tidings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence you look at society at large. We're going through depression. We can't find happiness. We can't find peace. We're always at loggerheads, running down one another, casting aspersions, trying to degrade and disgrace one another, because we just bring about fear, the negativity. Whereas a believer, his wings is hope and fear. One cannot only rely on hope in Allah, and one cannot only rely in the fear of Allah. The wings of a believer is, there are times we should rely in the hope, in the mercies of Allah, and then together with it, fear Allah. Did we carry out the action correctly? Is it in accordance to the dictates of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So glad tidings, we have witnessed many. And Allah keep us steadfast on it. Number one, iman is a glad tiding. There are millions without iman. We have the glad tiding, which is the Quran. It is a living miracle. It will remain until the day of Qiyamah. We have the glad tidings of Afdalur Rusul, the best of guides, the best of prophets, the best of messengers, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the ultimate glad tiding is Jannah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whomsoever has been safeguarded from the fires of Jahannam and granted entry into paradise, he is successful. So now let us go and take this journey. When it comes to describing Jannah and entry into Jannah for the believers, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us amongst them as well. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. That for those that fear Allah, on that day they will come in large groups, in accordance to their rank and status, to the gates of paradise. Those that fear Allah. Now when we speak of taqwa, is not the outward, is not the, you know, the physical body, the physiognomy, your looks or your dressing. Allah speaks of taqwa, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thrice points to his heart. At-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna. Taqwa is in the heart. So when, and that is true, actions will just enhance and elevate our status in Jannah, but actions does not necessarily grant me and you entry into Jannah. What is the key component to enter Jannah? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, no, your wealth or your progeny will come to your aid and assistance. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Accepting for that person that comes with a sound heart. The heart. Until the heart is not purified, one can never enter Jannah. In Jannah, there's no envy. There's no hatred. There's no animosity. There's no ego. So it's either we purify our hearts in this world, or as mentioned by our great scholars, that let it not be on the day of Qiyamah, our hearts have to be purified in the fires of Jahannam before we place into Jannah. So وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. This group and hordes of people, in accordance to their ranks, will come to the gates of paradise. You can imagine how huge those gates are. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا. And when they all come there in different groups, now Nabi Kareem, the leader of this particular ummah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will make his way and he will go to the gate, because initially the gates of Jannah is closed, and he knocks at the door. The Khazi, the gatekeeper of Jannah, will say, Man anta, who are you? And the response will come, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Sahih Bukhari, that angel now says, and he responds, Bika umirtu, that I have been commanded not to open the gates of paradise, excepting when you knock at the gates of paradise. How fortunate are we to be the ummati of Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When those gates will open, already we are welcome before we even enter. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. That angel will say, peace be upon you. You have done well, and this is your abode forever. Man will look into paradise. In Hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, via Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا لَا أَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has perceived. So when Jannah is described, it can never be described to its true potential. One only realizes the fineries, the beauty and the magnificence of paradise when he enters paradise. We are just given a glimpse or an example. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates, Dakhaltul Jannah, I was granted entry into paradise, and I saw a magnificent and a huge palace made of gold. The walls are gold, the pillars are gold, the veranda is gold, the flooring is gold. And then I said, Liman hadha, for who is this particular palace? And in one riwayat, Li rajulin min al Arab, it is for a man from amongst the Arabs. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm Arab. And then the voice says, Li rajulin min al Quraysh, it is for a man from amongst the Quraysh. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm from amongst the Quraysh. Then the announcement is made, no, he is the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, but I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, no, this palace is for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. If that is the palace for Hazrat Umar, can you imagine the palace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which daily, if we follow the etiquettes of Adhan, and we respond and answer to the Muaddin, the call of prayer, and make the Masnoon dua, the Sunnah dua after Adhan, we are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Atini al-wasila wal-fadila. Oh Allah, grant al-wasila to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus, and it is exclusively only for one person, and that is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine his abode? Once Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is coming with food to present to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as she's coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Jibreel Amin. Imagine from the seven heavens, Allah sends out Jibreel Amin. What is the reason? Jibreel Amin says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Khadija enters now, she's bringing food for you. أكره السلام من ربها. Convey salams to her Khadija from her Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has conveyed salams to Hazrat Khadija. Who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَمِنِّي. And oh ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salams also to Khadija. That is the salams of Jibreel Amin. And then he says, وَبَشِّرْهَا بِالْبَيْتِ الْجَنَّةِ. And he says, give her the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for her a palace in Jannah. that entire palace will be carved from one pearl. From one pearl. Can you imagine what Jannah is? The lowest stage in Jannah. That means the person that is at the lowest. His palace and his land and property will be 10 times the size of this earth. It's not a spiritual world. Now, I just want to, you know, make one understand. When we speak of Quran and Hadith, sometimes we find it far-fetched, especially the so-called free thinkers. How can it be possible? One person, 10 times the earth, how huge? But when man discovers certain things which are mind-boggling, we do not question man, we accept it wholeheartedly. Let's take the speed of light. 300,000 kilometers per second. In one light year, the distance traveled by speed is 9.46 trillion kilometers. That is one light year. The distance, 9.46 trillion kilometers. I don't think our ministers can count it. Today, there's a telescope named James Webb, which they have discovered the furthest star, which they have. There's beyond that. This is within this galaxy. It's 28 billion light years away from Earth. The astronomers are saying that. Did anybody question? So 28 billion light years times 9.46 trillion kilometers, how far that star is. For that light, that is 28 billion light years, they even kept the name Arendelle. That light travels to come to Earth 12 billion years. We accept it. Man has discovered it, we accept. But when Allah speaks of His paradise, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of Jannah, we find it somewhat difficult. Hafiz ibn Qayyim, rahimahumullah ta'ala, says, from the various ahadith, فَإِن سَأَلْتَهَا, that when asked, what is the soil of Jannah? And it is stone, it is musk and zafran. When asked, وَإِن سَأَلْتَهَا, what is the roof and ceiling of Jannah? It is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When asked, what is the so-called mortar and cement of Jannah? It is, says, it is clarified and pure musk. When asked, what is the stones of Jannah? It is told that it is made of, the stones are rubies, pearls, and gemstones. And when asked, what is the buildings of Jannah? One brick of gold, one brick of silver, not the gold and silver of this dunya. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is not wood and it is not our cement and mortar. And ask, what is the trees of Jannah? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the trunk is solid gold. The shade of one tree, it takes a rider 100 years to now cover the shade under one particular tree. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِفٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَّذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُّصَفًّى. Rivers that man cannot comprehend, they won't be flowing besides us, it will be flowing beneath us. Rivers of water which is crystal clear, rivers of milk that never go off, rivers of wine that will not intoxicate you, rivers of honey that you can see right through, shaffaf, clear, clear, clear. And then, when man enters Jannah, this is his seeing before he enters. When he enters Jannah, another group of angels come and they welcome him. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. Peace be upon you. You were patient, and this is what you have now earned, this abode forever. When now man will go to his palace, his wife from this dunya will be first in that palace. And what does the hadith state? Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faja'alnahunna abkara urban atraba. When you now enter your palace, where that wife of yours that has been placed, that she will be made anew, she will be beautified in accordance to the beauty of Jannah and the riwayat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you set your gaze on your wife, you will be mesmerized that for 40 years you will just stare at her beauty. For 40 years. Today we value the beauty before marriage and probably just till honeymoon. After honeymoon we cannot tolerate one another, then we have to cast our eyes somewhere else. In Jannah you'll be looking at your wife and admiring her for 40 years. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faja'alnahunna abkara. They will be made pure. They will be clean. They will be like new. Urban atraba. They will be eloquent in their speech. Today when the wife speaks, we mumble, if she can just keep quiet. And when she speaks in Jannah, the heart keeps a beat. Eloquent. There's love. Not love like this dunya. Love in Jannah increases. Love in the dunya decreases. Atraba, all will be the same age. This is Jannah. That when they enter, wujuhu yawma idhin musfira, dhahikatun mustabshira. The faces of man will be shining and they will be smiling. Now comes the greatest blessing in paradise. And this we find it in Sahih Hadith from various different Masanid and Sunan. You take Hazrat Jarir, Hazrat Suhaib, Hazrat Anas, Hazrat Abu Huraira, Hazrat Abu Musa, Hazrat Abu Sa'id, the various different narrators, that all of a sudden there's an announcement, Nad al Munadi. Ya Ahl al Jannah, O people of Jannah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to have a meeting with you. Subhanallah. Rabb himself with his creation, with insan. In accordance to the hadith, every single jannati will mount the mode of transport known as najaib, and they will all move to one direction, and that is the valley known as Wadi al-Afya, the valley of al-Afya, made of musk. And there will be different types of pulpits, manabirun nur, pulpits of nur, manabirun min fidda wal dhahab wal lu'lu wal yaqut wal misk, different types of pulpits made of gold, some made of silver, some made of jewels, gems. And the lowest in that particular valley, that pulpit is made of musk, misk. And everybody will mount and sit on those members that they belong to. The one that is light, they're not sitting on you know, water or something of that sort. It is genuine nur. They're sitting on nur. And all of a sudden, there's the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a light appears, which overshadows the light of Jannah. Jannah is light, there's no darkness. And everybody looks up. What is this light? And a voice appears. Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. And who's making the salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when a person makes salam in this dunya, what is the response? Wa alaykum as-salam, and may peace be upon you. Can we say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wa alaykum as-salam, may peace be upon you? No. How can we say, may peace be upon you? We're making dua for Allah that may peace be upon you. No. So how do the jannati respond to the salam of Allah? Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Oh Allah, you are peace. From you comes peace. You are most exalted and you are most honored. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh servants of mine, can you recall you did this and this wrong and whatever it is? I have blessed you with Jannah, with paradise. Is there anything that you short of? Or is there anything that you desire? And every jannati will say, oh Allah, we want your pleasure. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, you've got my pleasure. That is why you're here. If I was not pleased with you, you wouldn't have been in my Jannah. And then for the second time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, today is known as Yawme Mazid, the day of abundance. Ask whatever you want, you will be granted. And when this calling comes for the second time, every single jannati will say, oh Allah, we want to see you. We want to see you. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will tell and command the angel, remove the veil and let my servants see me. Wujuhun yawma idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira. Just looking at Allah, those faces will shine. Looking at ila rabbiha nadhira, looking at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Man will fall into prostration. Allah will say, no, raise, this is no place for ibadat. Ibadat was in the dunya. Sacrifice was in the dunya. This is now to enjoy, and it is filled with pleasure. And then a light breeze is blown from under the arsh of Allah, wherein particles of misk and musk will be blown and covers the faces of man. And when they return to their palaces, and then the women has to see them, they will say to the men folk, where have you come from? You look more handsome than when you left. Where did you go? And the men folk will say to the women as well, that you look more beautiful. What has happened to you? Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajmain, they ask, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we going to make ru'ya bari ta'ala, didar of Allah, when we going to see Allah, will we be pushing one another? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you take the sun when it's midday, or you take the full moon, do we push one another, or we all can see the full moon or the, you know, the sun midday, you know, clearly without any pushing? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's no pushing when it comes to didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this day, Yawm Mazid in Jannah, is known as the day of Jumu'ah as well. Like how we gather on Fridays, inshallah, Allah grant us entry into Jannah, that on Fridays, that day in Jannah is known as Yawm Mazid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala first and foremost grant us the tawfiq to repent for our past, and may Allah overlook our shortcomings and disobedience. May Allah grant us one and all the tawfiq to fulfill His rights, to now carry out His dictates and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah at the time of death grant us death with iman, with honor as a martyr. Allah make our quburs and those that have passed away rawdatun min riyadil jannah, a piece of garden of paradise. May Allah raise us on the day of qiyamah amongst His mahbubin and maqbulin. And we beg Allah, O Allah, la hisab wa la azab, without any accounting for our deeds and without any punishment, grant us one and all, together with our family members and our progeny, to come ila yawmil qiyamah, the highest of stages in Jannah. And O Allah, let us all be neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.